welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco van de Kamp.
Hey everyone, so if you look on Instagram these days, there's a lot of selfies that are being taken from the inside of a car. So I figured since it's raining today and I couldn't ride my motorcycle, I have to take the car, and since I'm in here anyways, I might as well do a short video to have a little chat with you guys this morning. So thank you for being here, and I want to share with you that today I'm actually celebrating my 9th anniversary. So I've been in Canada, living here for 9 years now. I moved all the way from Europe here at age 26, which is 9 years ago, so you do the math. And there's been a lot of ups and downs along the way, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a very exciting journey, but it's not all been positive. And for a long time, I was very busy hiding those parts of my story that I wasn't necessarily proud of. And in my latest happiness book, I actually share some of those things to share with you that sometimes it's a struggle and sometimes it's tough, but you gotta work through those things to get to the sunshiny days, even though it's raining today. Another thing I want to share with you today, that I made a course about best-selling books, how to write them, how to sell them, and then how to make them a bestseller potentially. And I found out this week that course actually has become a best-selling course itself, which I'm super excited about. Not so much about the fact that it's a bestseller, but more so about the fact that there's over 4,000 students now participating in these classes that I created in over 120 countries around the world. That's more countries than I visited, even though they're all on my bucket list to go visit at some point. But I'm super excited that these things that I've learned from and that have contributed to my experiences now are shared so far around the world to so many people that are benefiting from these materials. So thank you all for being there with me. Thank you for making these 9 years amazing. And thank you for being here with me today. If you're looking to learn more about me, I invite you to check out my books. Go to freedomprojectbook.com or check out my personal website, wilco.ca. And last but not least, I'd also love to invite you to check out my blog. If you go to livingbyexperience.com, I share a lot of the stories that I go through, share a lot of my travel stories, my photography, and the things I'm passionate about on a day-to-day basis. So have a look at any of these websites. If there's anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
Now, Les Brown said that religious people are afraid of going to hell, but spiritual people have already been there. With a degree in religion in my back pocket and years of religiously attending church every Sunday morning, I never wanted to go to hell. I decided to move to Canada instead. And today I'm looking back on my years in this larger-than-life country. When I first came here, they decided to rent a small, almost 100-year-old farmhouse on a 26-acre lot just outside of the city. It was an interesting experience. In my old neighborhood, you'd find about 12 apartment buildings on that same size lot, leaving very little space for each individual. Many people want to escape that anonymous and crowded city life. Having all that space to myself, with virtually no one caring about what I was doing, was quite liberating. I had lodged bonfires, launched fireworks, and had overall pretty good time, until winter came. Winter on that property was unpleasant, to say the least. The furnace turned out to be undersized for the house, and therefore it was tough to keep the place warm. Even harder was the driveway, which was positioned incorrectly, as I learned later, giving the famous Alberta prairie winds free play to dump lots and lots of snow onto it. Even if it didn't snow at all, I found myself plowing most of the weekend to be able to get back to work on Monday. In winter, some people say, Canada is the equivalent of hell on earth. Now, I'm a skier, so I love the winters and distinctly different seasons that we get to experience. While I don't mind the cold, my Canadian adventure did turn into hell on earth. By removing everything familiar to me, I was left with just myself and had to completely reinvent myself. That included an extended sick leave with diagnosed depression and burnout, where the doctor required me to stay at home for several months. That's how much I hated my life and everyone and everything that was part of it. I lost myself and many friends going through that process. I ended up watching funny movies and was a frequent customer at Blockbuster before Netflix and iTunes replaced them. I bought myself a postcard that says, if you're going through hell, just keep going. And that card is literally what kept me going. But what if hell and heaven were on earth, right on this planet with us right now? In my years here, I've definitely experienced heaven on earth, being in the right environment, surrounded by the right group of people. Hell is something temporary you might go through, but the only way out of hell is through, building towards the life you truly want to live. If society was built on people living their passions in freedom, we could all experience heaven on earth. Reality is that often we have very little control over the things that surround us. We might work towards a certain goal or possession, but certain events just happen to you. It's the events in life that make up the circumstances around you, and those can either be positive, heaven, or negative, hell. It's up to you what you do with those circumstances and how you respond to them. It's an active choice you can make. You might be going through hell, but the only way out is through. And after my years here, all I can say is this: keep going. You might just find that heaven can exist on earth after all. If you're curious to read more of my story, in my second best-selling book, The Freedom Project Happiness, I share many more stories from my early days in Canada. I share the good, the bad, and the ugly. The book is available through Amazon, and you can find the links through freedomprojectbook.com. That's all one word, so freedomprojectbook.com. Last but not least, of course, for everyone that lives in Canada, the book is also available on Amazon Canada. Just put my name in there or look for the Freedom Project Happiness, and you'll have your copy on your way to you very soon. Thanks again for listening today. Have an awesome rest of your day, and thanks for being part of my community. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.